Start over.
This is the 500F, the Saturn Apollo Facilities Check Vehicle, manufactured for the purpose of checking out all the ground support equipment for the launch configuration and also of giving us a training vehicle which can be used by the launch crews. It will be fully assembled on the launch tower, and then the crawler will walk it out to the pad and back. It can be fueled. It has tanks, although it will never fly. So that when the first of the flight vehicles arrives this fall, our people will be fully prepared to handle it.
Is the same size and weight as the actual
Saturn V? Exactly. The third stage, and around the corner on the other side, is the interstage. We do not yet have the second stage.
This is a model of which Saturn?
Saturn V Apollo Saturn configuration.
Five.
The lunar exploration vehicle.
Twice as big as the Saturn I, isn't it?
Yes.
Comparable?
Yes. Now the upper stages are installed in these checkout platforms, which open up to embrace the stages. The stage is fully checked out here, while this big one is taken directly into the high bay area and hoisted up in the vertical position and placed on that tower as the first stage. Then when these stages, stage number two will go over, be mounted. Stage number three, instrument unit, spacecraft.
Is this the booster?
This is the booster.
The monster comes in horizontally like this from the barge,
that's right?
That's right. And then is lifted into a vertical position?
And placed on the launch tower, just as it would at time of firing.
Walk around the corner here.
This is the inner stage, which is seated over the top of the second stage, and then the third stage is up there in the spacecraft. This is, of course, one of the F1 engines, or H1 engines, 7.5 million pound thrust engine. Five of the engines will complete the cluster.
This is the bottom of the first stage.
How wide is that? What is the diameter of the base of the
vehicle? 33 feet. It is shipped to us on its transporter, just as it rolls right off the barge in that condition. Barge is air conditioned, humidity controlled. Do you have any questions about it?
Over again, if you will.
There are 58,000 tons of structural steel in the frame of the vehicle assembly building. And the foundations go down 170 feet to bedrock. They drove 1,400 steel pilings that distance to hit bedrock. Those pilings are charged electrically to prevent corrosion.
And what's the, would you go over the dimensions of the building itself and the cubic volume possibly? Do you happen to have that?
Do you know the volume?
139 million cubic feet.
Mormon, tell the man.
No.
Go ahead.
What's the volume of the building?
139 million cubic feet.
And the dimensions?
525 high in the high bay and about 225 height in the low bay.
And how wide about?
Well, we're talking surface area of approximately 8.5 acres. Look down acre. I don't know the exact.
Really, if you knew them all about heart.
Just a little dissertation on the building there about what it is and how
big. Hesitate for a minute before you rattle them off, though, so you think.
The building is called the Vehicle Assembly Building. It's 525 feet high, 716 feet in length, and 518 feet in width. It contains four bays, each of which may accommodate a mobile launcher, actually a mobile launch pad, 440 feet tall, on which the Saturn V Apollo configuration will be erected in this protected environment, and then transported to the launch site, a distance of 3 miles, by a crawler, which weighs 6 million pounds itself. The total weight of crawler, mobile launcher, and rocket will be 18 million pounds. It will travel at a speed of 1 mile per hour.
It's
So the trip to the moon starts at a very slow speed indeed.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, testing, 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 one, two, three, four, testing, testing. The second of the operational weather satellites. The second of the operational weather satellites of the United States is about to go up in 45 seconds from here at Cape Kennedy. This is ESA number 2, containing the automatic picture transmission system by which weather observers and meteorologists around the world can pick up weather pictures from space the minute the satellite takes them and begins to relay them to the Earth. About 30 seconds from now, the Thor Delta booster here at Cape Kennedy on pad 17 will ignite, lifting ESA number 2 up into space.
This is Delta Launch Control. We are holding at T-minus 44 seconds. As a result of countdown, we are all aboard from the Black House at this present time to determine what the problem is. The countdown has been recycled to T-minus 8 minutes and holding.
T-minus 8 minutes and holding. The count stopped at 44 seconds until liftoff and recycled to T-minus 8 minutes and holding. So there will be a delay. Something here in the last 1 minute of the countdown has caused a delay.
We have not had any difficulties with the launch vehicle or the spacecraft. The present hold time is to give the spacecraft crewmen time to do their final closeout of the Apollo spacecraft. The inner hatch has already been sealed on the Apollo spacecraft. Prior to that time, a series of switch checks were completed inside the spacecraft itself. At the present time, the command module of the Apollo has been purged, and a series of leak checks are taking place prior to installation of the outer hatch of the spacecraft and the boost protective cover that goes over that outer hatch. This will be followed by some environmental control tests with the Apollo spacecraft prior to the crewmen departing from the 220-foot level of the umbilical. And when they get back to a safe area, we will be able to proceed with the count. There is no exact estimate of the count at the present time, but it was expected that the work on the spacecraft, the culminated time, would probably be in the area of 50 to 60 minutes. This is strictly a rough estimate at the present time, depending on how their work proceeds. We are T-minus 30 minutes and holding. This is Saturn Apollo Launch Control.